The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
This is a belated advice question. David writes, hey, show.
Hello,
give
David.
Me some of that advice.
David. You got Not it. Bad.
I live in an apartment complex, and there's designated parking for visitors. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Pretty standard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Anyone who does not have a sticker on their car from the apartment complex that parks anywhere other than the designated visitor parking area gets towed. It is well marked.
Yep. Dealt with that in college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
time.
I had a friend visit, and she did not park, excuse me, in the designated area, and her car was towed.
Did you tell her to park in the designated area?
Is it clearly marked?
He said earlier it's clearly marked. It does not say that he explicitly told her. In fact, $275 to get it out. I felt obligated to pay since I did not tell her where to park. But I did look this morning, and there is a sign that very clearly states visitors will be towed and says the amount and points them to the designated parking section. Should I pay her towing fee, all, part, or none?
I don't.
Brad, I mean, you can't read a sign.
you're not on the hook for it. I mean, almost every apartment complex and stuff like that is like that everywhere. Would it have been cool if you had just said, hey, oh, by the way, did you make sure you parked in the place? Because they'll often tow. Like, they mean it. I told the people that in college a couple times. I was like, make sure if you're not in the right spot, they will tow you.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it happen a number of times, but not obligated.
By not saying that,
person's not obligated, though. I mean, it's marked everywhere, and you should.
So you wouldn't pay them a penny? You wouldn't be like, hey, I'll split that with you. I should have told you.
I mean, for my own Catholic guilt, yeah, I'm sure I'd pay half of it probably, but I'm saying they're not obligated to, though. I don't think they're obligated to, but if it makes you feel better, then go ahead.
Yeah, I think it depends on the relationship.
Yeah,
too.
Kind of.
You Kelly,
know.
Like
if
you
it's
pay?
My buddy Bob that comes over and he parks there, he wouldn't even say to me like, hey, can you give me half of this?
No.
But
In fact, if they asked, I'd be like, why don't you learn to read?
If it's, if it's out of work David, then I'm going to help him out, know.
David.
If it's Mr. Just Won the Lottery Timothy, just making names up, then I'm like, well, sucks to be you, man. Go buy a new car. Who cares?
Like, I'm not paying. I think whether it's a friend or somebody, I'm not paying. You didn't read the sign. That's stupid. But also, like, I say I wouldn't pay, but what I would do is say, oh, that sucks. I'll cover dinner. So
right.
I pay for something that they probably would have had to have paid for to make myself feel better. But no, deep down in my wallet, I'm not. No.
This text from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. You guys know the answer. If he's having sex with her, yes, he should pay. Otherwise, he should not.
Yeah.
Yes.
That plays a big part.
There is a part of that. Yes. Yeah.
Not that, this person's like, did she trade it? No, it's not trade. Creep.
That's a tough one.
Someone sent this in. It says, Christmas Day a long time ago, my brother and I were headed to the second of our family events. And it says, we were heading to the second of our family events. We were both young and drove giant heaps of trash for vehicles.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He was behind me at a stoplight, pulled up, and put his car against my rear bumper and started pushing my car.
That's always funny.
So instead of going into the car in front of me, I put my car in reverse. We started battling back and forth, burning our tires, causing plenty of smoke and screeching.
I have totally done that in the past in high school.
Then, blue lights and sirens came out of nowhere.
No.
Oh, that sucks.
An officer jumps out of his car and yells, shut your cars off! Throw the keys out the window! Keep your hands out the windows! I shouted, we're brothers, we're brothers, it's funny. This has got to be.
And then he started laughing and said, carry on then.
Boys will be boys.
He says, this has got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. What the hell is wrong with you? Skip ahead. He lets my little brother go and bagged me with a reckless driving, excessive noise, and endangerment of pedestrians tickets.
That what? Sucks.
Merry Christmas, he says. I told my brother he had to pay the tickets. You started it, you douche. And he never did. But do you think he should have to?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
At
also,
least
I can't
half.
Believe only one of you got popped.
I think he did that to make it worse.
Yeah, probably.
Because he knew.
He laughed about that all day. Yep. Guess what I did at Christmas?
Oh, man, these guys, I bet they are punching each other. Yes, man. Of course he has to pay half.
That's a good one.
But he won't.
That's really good.
We went out in Greenville, South Carolina one night for a girls' night, and our friend Elizabeth had offered to be the sober driver. And so she drove everybody down. She had this cool little car that get all of us there. We get into town. She parks. And by the time we're all out at the bars, we convince her. We're like, we're going to take a cab home. This is before Uber. So convincing people that cabs would be reliable enough to get us home so that way she could drink with us was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
We finally convinced her. We were like, hell yeah, she's going to start taking shots with us. And then we woke up the next morning and we hung out around Greenville. And then we woke up Sunday morning and she was like, something's missing. Like, oh, my God, my car, y'all. And so we were like, oh, let's go downtown and grab it. But we forgot that every Saturday they do like a farmer's market or whatever. Or a city market. So her car had been towed. So we drove around. We were pretty drunk when she was driving us there. She's the only sober one. So we were like, Elizabeth, none of us remember where you parked. And she's like, I'm pretty sure it's on the main street. So we start calling all these tow places. And this lady's like, yeah, we've had your car since Friday night, like early Saturday morning. What the hell? And at this point, it's Sunday afternoon. We're like, how much is it going to be? And she's like, $180 to get her car out. And all of us felt terrible because we were the ones who convinced her.
Surely you helped pay.
Hell yeah, all of us threw in, you know, like $50 or whatever it was to help cover it.
Because if you didn't, you peer pressured her into.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we felt it was hilarious at first. And then we were like, oh, this would be like $50 to get your car out. No problem. We'll all cover it. And then we'll go to brunch or whatever. And when we heard that number, we were like, oh, okay, we're all a little too broke for this to be funny still. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
here's my
man.
Money, though. Sorry.
Okay, I have one that's kind of similar, though not as, I think the blame was less on us. So two of us drove to suburban Detroit. We were going to go to a Tigers game at Old Tiger Stadium when we were in college. There was a bunch of us. We would fit into a couple cars. And I was one of them, and I did not want to drive to Detroit. I hadn't driven anywhere other than like two-lane roads with dirt. So I was intimidated, and I didn't want to do it. And so this other guy's like, I don't want to do it. But somehow the group decided to nag him in to do it instead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was greatly relieved. So then we went downtown and we were parking and very busy traffic, you know, 35,000 people at the game. And he was sitting at a stoplight and someone smashed right into him while we were there. And he was furious. I didn't even want to drive. I don't even like baseball. I'm not paying for this alone.
Ooh.
Should we have helped pay for his damage?
No.
No, the guy who hit him should have paid for
That's what insurance is for.
Because it's Detroit, so he probably just took off.
He was gone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely gone.
There was no exchange of insurance. It wasn't that bad, but it's still, he had a car that didn't have dents in it, and then he, by the time the game was over, he had a car that did have dents in it. It's a pretty big downgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, we were in college, so it was probably his mom and dad's car or some level of that.
Yeah, it was kind of a guarantee that you'd end up with some kind of a ding if you went to Old Tiger Stadium where they park you like 9 deep in some dirt lot somewhere behind an old White Castle that had really thick bulletproof glass.
It was a scary place.
It was a really scary place to see a game back then.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.